إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. I welcome all of you into this class number 3 for our sisters here at Masjid Tawheed, Sharh Riyad al-Salihin, the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, our beloved Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى. في باب الإخلاص, sincerity, we're still in the chapter, the first chapter in رياض الصالحين, الإخلاص. رزقني الله وإياكم الإخلاص. May Allah grant me and you all sincerity.
Amen.
And everything we say. فعن أم المؤمنين أم عبد الله عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يغزو جيشنا الكعبة فإذا كانوا ببيداء من الأرض يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم. قالت يا رسول الله كيف يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم وفيهم أسواقهم ومن ليس منهم؟ قال يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم ثم يبعثون على نياتهم. متفق عليه, وهذا لفظ البخاري. After bringing the ayats as a proof into this chapter of al-ikhlas, sincerity, al-imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he began to bring the proofs from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, an army will raid the Kaaba. Will, R-A-I-D,
raid,
meaning try to take over and like, raid,
send,
jazakallahu khair. An army will raid the Kaaba, and when it reaches a desert land, all of them will be swallowed up by the earth. All of them will be swallowed up by the earth. Aisha radiallahu anha asked, O Messenger of Allah, why all of them? He answered, all of them will be swallowed by the earth, but they will be raised for judgment according to their intentions. According to their intentions. It's agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, but this is the wording of Imam al-Bukhari, meaning in Sahih al-Bukhari. In the explanation of this hadith, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, as for the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, يَغْزُوا جَيْشُنَ الْكَعْبَةِ, an army will raid the Kaaba. قال اعني الكعبة المشرفة, the noble Kaaba, the house of Allah. حماها الله وأنقذها من كل شر. Shaykh says, may Allah protect it and safeguard it and save it from all types of evil.
Amen.
قال هذه الكعبة. Now the Shaykh is going to give us a little bit of history about the Kaaba, a little bit summarized. قال هذه الكعبة هي بيت الله. The Kaaba here mentioned in this hadith is the بيت الله, the house of Allah. بناه إبراهيم وابنه إسماعيل. It is built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. وكانا يرفعان القواعد من البيت ويقولان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, سورة البقرة. And while they were raising up the foundations of the Kaaba, both of them, they were saying this dua, Our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearer, the all-knowing. While they building the foundations of the Kaaba, they were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from them and making dua. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah 127. Who remember what the Shaykh Hassan al-Banna said? When Shaykh Hassan al-Banna, Hassan ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Banna, our beloved Shaykh Hafidhullah, when he was here, he mentioned this ayah. And he mentioned something about it, beautiful thing. He mentioned, he says, we learn from this that while you're doing something for Allah, you make a dua. You make a dua that Allah accepts from you. Even though you're doing it for Allah, but still you're going to make dua that Allah accept from you. Why? Because he is the best of the people, they did this. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. They doing a righteous action. They were commanded by Allah to build this, but still they saying, Oh Allah, accept from us. That's one thing. The second thing, he says, this is a hard work. It's not easy to build and foundation, and especially the two of them. They have to carry stones and rocks and dig and build. That's hardship. He said, so look how they spend their time while doing this hard work, by remembering Allah. The Shaykh, he said, some people, when they have hard work, they want to listen to music, wal-iyadu billah. They want to kill some time. They're killing themselves. Kill some time. You can't be no criminal like that. Alright? Subhanallah. Right? No, you wanna remember Allah. You're painting a house, you remember Allah. You're digging, remember Allah. Since this is a class for our sisters, you're doing that load of laundry that seems like it never ends, remember Allah, it will make it easy for you. Because you, sister, if you're doing that laundry and you see like you have 5-6 baskets in front of you and you have only one load, and you're like, man, it's going to take me a whole day. If you keep with this mentality, it's going to make it harder on yourself. But while you're doing it, you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah. You're reviewing that surah, Surah Al-Buruj, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah Yunus, Surah Al-Baqarah, whatever surah that you are memorizing, you're reviewing it, you're going to finish the laundry and you think you never started yet. You know, because you're remembering Allah. Or you can have your PC, your internet, your PC, your computer, and you put a CD, you put a tape, not in the PC, you put it on a talk, alhamdulillah, of one of the mashayikh, a beneficial lecture. And your mind, listen, your hand on the laundry, but your mind on what? On knowledge. So you don't have to be worried. Because what gets tired, the hands or the mind? The mind gets hardened, huh? And gets stressed. Not the hands. No, the hand, they just do the work. But your mind gets stressed. Why? Because you're thinking about something else. But if you're thinking about Allah, you're remembering Allah, Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah, the heart's full at ease. Likewise, you're running that vacuum, you're folding that laundry, you're doing homework with your children, you're homeschooling. As long as you're doing it and remembering Allah, it's going to come easy, inshaAllah ta'ala. Your husband is talking to you, he's saying a lot of crazy stuff, because we men sometimes, man, we don't even know what we're talking about. But you're saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Man, he can say, he can talk all he wants. Because your mind, now you're listening to him with your ear, but your heart is connected to your Lord. So he talks all he wants, but then before he leaves, you say, have a good one, honey, whatever, and with a smile. And he's going to like, Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, I made the right choice. But if you listen, you stop remembering Allah and begin to listen to Him, and you're going to make it difficult. Right, Jamil? جزاك الله خير، بارك الله فيك، الحمد لله. The Sheikh, he says, هذا البيت, he's still giving us some history about البيت, the house, this house. What house? The Kaaba, the house of Allah. هذا البيت أراد أبرهة أن يغزوه من اليمن فغزاه بجيش عظيم في مقدمته فيل عظيم يريد أن يهدم به الكعبة بيت الله. Now this house we're talking about the Kaaba which is in Mecca, inside the Masjid al-Haram. This is the same house that if you want to make Umrah or Mecca, you got to make Tawaf around it 7 times. You got to. Okay? And that's from the pillars actually of Umrah and Hajj. Make Tawaf. This house, a man named Abraha, he wants to raid it once. He wants to raid it from Yemen. He came from Yemen, this man. And he brought a huge army. A huge army. And in front of the army, a huge elephant. Strong, huge elephant. He wants to destroy the Kaaba, this man. This man, he came with the intention, determined to destroy the Kaaba. And since he came with this huge army from Yemen, going north, because Yemen is to the south of Mecca, nobody stands in front of him. The Arabs, even then they know his intention, but they couldn't. This man came equipped, huge army. فَلَمَّا قَرُبَ مِنَ الْكَعْبَةِ وَوَصَلَ إِلَى مَكَانِ يُقَالُ لَهُ الْمُغَمَّسِ حَرَنَ الْفِيلِ وَأَبَى أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمْ. They cross all this lands, and once they get closer to the Kaaba, specifically when they reach to this place called Al-Mughammas, at that moment something changed about the elephant. Elephant sits, stops, can't go nowhere. Subhanallah, this elephant was coming, you know, walking. Now the elephant all of a sudden, at that moment, at that spot, he stops. Elephant couldn't go nowhere. Refuses to go forward. فَجَعَلُوا يَنْهَرُونَهُ لِيَتَقَدَّمَ الْكَعْبَةِ فَأَبَى. So they tried their best so that this elephant continue, because that's what they bring the elephant. They ain't bringing him to stop at that point, at that place. They bringing him to destroy the Kaaba. But he refused. You know, they tried their best. Move, get away, get away. Doesn't matter, that elephant ain't budging, like they say. He ain't going nowhere. فَإِذَا صَرَفُوا نَحْوَ الْيَمَنْ هَرْوَلَ وَأَسْرَى. But if they direct him towards the Yemen, this elephant, he'll run. Meaning away from the Kaaba direction. But if they turn him towards the Kaaba, he stops and he refuses to move. Allahu Akbar. He says, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِي غَزْوَةِ الْحُدَيْبِيَّةِ لَمَّا أَنَّاقَتَهُ حَرَنَتْ وَأَبَتْ أَنْ تَمْشِي. For this reason, the Prophet ﷺ, when they will go with his companions and they reached that place of Hudaybiyah, and his shikamul, the Prophet's shikamul, stopped and didn't want to refuse to walk. The Prophet ﷺ said to his companions, خلأت القسواء يعني حرنت وبركت من غير علة. So the Sahaba actually said, he didn't say to the companions, did they say he said to the companions? The companions said, when they saw the camel, the she camel of the Prophet ﷺ refused to continue and she sat in that spot, the companions, they says, the qaswa khala'at, yani, there is nothing wrong with it. Why? They were wondering what made the she camel all of a sudden refuse to continue walking towards the Kaaba. There is no reason, min ghayri illa. They couldn't find any reason. There is no reason for it to stop. فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والله ما خلأت القسواء وما ذاك لها بخلق. As in Sahih al-Bukhari, he says, no. This is not this is not common. This is not something that is known from the Qaswa. Qaswa is the name of the Shikamu. Qaswa does not just stop for no reason. Okay? النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يدافع عن بهيمة. The Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen Rahimahullah, he says the Prophet ﷺ, he's يدافع أحسنت. See, looking for. He's defending an animal. Because they said something that is not right about an animal, the Prophet ﷺ defending an animal. لأن الظلم لا ينبغي ولو على البهائم. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen said, Rahimahullah says, because it's not befitting for us to oppress anybody, even animals. Dhulm is haram, oppression is haram, even against animals. You have a cat in the house, you don't treat the cat badly and kick it. No, dhulm is bad. You gotta be nice and kind to animals. Don't kick a cat, play basketball with it, throw it in a can. No. I don't do that. If you see your children not, treating an animal, a cat or whatever it is, properly, and we say cat because we shouldn't have dogs in the homes. It's not permissible for us to have dogs as a pet. Okay? But having a dog for other purposes that are legislated in Islam, that's something else. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said to them, بَلْ حَبَسَهَا حَابِسُ الْفِيلِ. Rather, what stopped the she-camel is that what stopped the elephants. And who stopped the elephant? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَابِسُ الْفِيلِ هُوَ الرَّبِّ. The one who, because the Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he says, the one who stopped her, meaning the she-camel, is the one who stopped the elephant before the Prophet ﷺ was born. They said that he was born at that year, the Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. They call it the year of the elephant, Amul Fil. He said to them that the one who has stopped the elephant has stopped her, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْأَلُونِي خِطَّةً يُعَظِّمُونَ فِيهَا حُرَمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَجَبْتُهُمْ عَلَيْهَا. And then he make a dua. The Prophet ﷺ, he swear by Allah. He said, by Allah, in whose hands my soul is, if they were to ask me to agree to anything, meaning the kuffar, because the kuffar after at the Hudaybiyah, they came and they say, listen, you remember? He says, you may not go now and make Umrah. You have to turn back. You may come next year. And also they say, listen, if somebody from our people in Mecca come to you, you bring them back to us. Okay, but if somebody came from you to us, we don't bring him back to you. Okay, there were some conditions. Okay? So, anyway, the Prophet ﷺ says, by Allah, if they ask me anything, any conditions, but those conditions will allow this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to safeguard the sanctity of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sanctuary, I will answer them to those conditions. Anyway, the Shaykh, he says, المهم أن الكعبة غزيت من قبل اليمن في جيش عظيم يقود هذا الفيل العظيم ليهدم الكعبة. He says, anyway, what's important here is that the Kaaba, it was raided. That's what we say. It was raided. Or was raided.
Raided.
Was raided, huh? So that's the past.
Yes.
Okay. Was raided by this army, huge army that came from Yemen. And at the head of the army was an elephant, a huge elephant, to destroy the Kaaba. فَلَمَّا وَصَلُوا إِلَى الْمُغَمَّسِ أَبَى الْفِيلِ أَنْ يَمْشِي وَحَرَنْ. Once they got to that place called Al-Mughammas, the elephant stopped. couldn't move forward anymore. فانتهروا ولكن لا فائدة. They tried their best. They yelled at him, they tried their best, that feel ain't budging. Ain't moving nowhere. فبقوا هناك وانحبسوا. So they were stranded in there, they don't know what to do. They came the whole way from Yemen, all this huge army, they determined, they didn't know, they were stuck in that area now. فأرسل الله عليهم طيرا أبابيل. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them birds, أبابيل. What من أبابيل هي الجماعات الكثيرة من الطيور. It is many groups of birds that come one after the other. وكل طير يحمل حجرا قد أمسكه برجله. And every one of those, every single one of those birds is holding a stone with his foot. Foot, we say foot?
Claw.
Claw, okay. Say rijl here, he said rijl, foot. But birds have foot, right? We say foot.
Is it foot?
Okay.
Talons.
Huh?
Talons.
Talent?
Talons.
All right. You know the point. ثم يرسل على الواحد منهم حتى يضربه مع هامته حتى يخرج إلى دبوره والعياذ بالله. And then that bird will let go that stone and it will hit the person from the head, penetrate and come out from his rear والعياذ بالله. فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. As Allah tells us surah al-Fil, لإلاف قريش. ألم ترى كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. سورة الفيل. ألم ترى كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. قال فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. أي كزرع أكلته البهائم. The Sheikh says جعلهم كعصف مأكول. They become after this punishment, they become like the remaining of this vegetation and plantation that have been chewed up by animals. وَانْدَكُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And وفي هذا يقول أمية بن الصلت حبس الفيل بالمغمس حتى صار يحبو كأنه معقور. فحمى الله عز وجل بيته من كيد هذا الملك الظالم الذي جاء لكي يهدم بيت الله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his house from the plots and the wicked plots of this oppressive king who came with the intention to destroy the house of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you have a noble Quran here? It's not in here. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الحج آية 25 ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم. And whoever inclines to evil actions therein or to do wrong, meaning in the sanctuary of Mecca, him we shall cause to taste him from a painful torment. Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala, he says, في آخر الزمان, towards the end of the time, يغزو قوم الكعبة جيش عظيم. A great army will try to do the same. Will try to do the same. To raid the Kaaba. حتى إذا كانوا ببيداء من الأرض. As the Prophet ﷺ says, while they will be, they reach a desert land, in a desert, أي بأرض واسعة. الشيخ says mean they be in a vast land. خسف الله بأولهم وآخرهم. Allah caused the earth to swallow up every single one of them, the first and the last of them. قال هم وأسواقهم وكل من معهم. Them, their marketplaces and whatever their belongings and whatever who's with them. وفي هذا دليل على أنهم جيش عظيم لأن معهم أسواقهم للبيع والشراء وغير ذلك. He says this is a point and indicates that this is a huge army because they have their marketplaces with them. It's so huge that they needed that some people have markets inside that army so that they buy and sell stuff. فيخسف الله بأولهم وآخرهم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى caused the land and the earth to swallow up every single one of them. So when the Prophet ﷺ said this, Aisha radiallahu anha, a question occurs in her mind. And she said, كيف يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم وفيهم أسواقهم ومن ليس منهم. She says, how is it that the earth will swallow all of them while they have their market with them, and there are certain people that's not from them. Not from them. قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين أسواقهم يعني جاءوا البيع والشراء ليس قصدهم سيء في غزو الكعبة. Those people that they came because they says, man, that's an opportunity. It's a huge army. Let's make some money. These people need to eat, need to buy stuff. Let's see what we can do here. That's how they came, those people. They came because they want to conquer Kaaba or raid the Kaaba. وفيهم أناس ليسوا منهم تبعوهم من غير أن يعلموا بخطتهم. So the Shaykh says, yes, amongst them, certain people, they don't know the intention of this army, where they going, what they want to do, what's their plans. They just follow them. فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم وأسواقهم ومن ليس منهم ثم يبعثون يوم القيامة على نياتهم. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, all of them will be swallowed up by the earth. All of them, their marketplaces and those who are following the army. And on the day of judgment, they will be raised up according to their intentions. According to their intentions. To the connection of this hadith, to ikhlas and sincerity, intentions. Sheikh says this is from the hadith that explain the hadith that we mentioned earlier, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Actions are according to intentions. And everyone will be rewarded according to their intention. قال وفي هذا الحديث عبرة. The Sheikh says, and there is a lesson. People, they learn a lesson from this hadith. That is, أن من شارك أهل الباطل وأهل البغي والعدوان فإنه يكون معهم في العقوبة الصالح والطالح. He says that is that lesson we hear, that if a person is mingling with the people of falsehood and he's around the people of falsehood and the people of transgression, those who transgress the boundaries of Allah, so he's one and he shared with them the punishment. قال العقوبة إذا وقعت تعم ولا تترك أحدا يوم ثم يوم القيامة بعثنا اليتيم. He said because when the punishment of Allah comes, it's upon everybody at that area. الصالح والطالح, the righteous and the wicked, everybody. And then on يوم القيامة they will be resurrected according to their intentions. That's why persons, man, they shouldn't be mingling with the people of batil, falsehood, and And if somebody live in an area that is very wicked, man, subhanAllah, people doing a lot of evil, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَمَرْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَ فِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. If we intend to destroy a village or an area or a town, our commands that they will cause mischief, these people, they will cause a lot of mischief in it. They disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all types of sins. فَفَسَقُوا. So they rebel against the commands of Allah. So the word of Allah be justified against them because of what their hands earn and possess. And we will destroy them completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 25, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 25. And fear the fitna, affliction and trial, which affects not in particular only those of you who do wrong, but it may afflict all the good and the bad people. And know that Allah is severe in punishment. والشاهد من هذا الحديث قول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم يبعثون على نياتهم فهو كقوله إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله, he says the point of reference from this hadith, حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها, that the statement of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم يبعثون على نياتهم, then they will be raised up on يوم القيامة according to their intentions. This is a similar to the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Indeed, actions are judged and according to the intentions performed behind them. And by this, we come to the end of the explanation of this hadith. Once again, is the hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, and the word of Imam al-Bukhari, عن أم المؤمنين أم عبد الله عائشة رضي الله عنها. That's her kunya, أم عبد الله. But عائشة رضي الله عنها, she didn't have no children. She did not have a son that's named Abdullah. But the ulama, they said, it's okay for a person to have a kunya, even though they may not have a child. Okay? It's okay. A person may have a kunya even before they get married. It's okay. Inshallah ta'ala. عن أم المؤمنين أم عبد الله عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يغزو جيشنا الكعبة فإذا كانوا ببيداء من الأرض يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم. قالت قلت يا رسول الله كيف يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم وفيهم أسواقهم ومن ليس منهم؟ قال يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم ثم يبعثون على نياتهم. متفق عليه, وهذا لفظ البخاري. The Aisha رضي الله عنها reported the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said an army will raid the Kaaba. And when it reaches a desert land, all of them will be swallowed up by the earth. Aisha radiallahu anha asks, O Messenger of Allah, why all of them? And here there is something missing in translation, English translation. She says, why all of them while they have their markets, places with them, and those people who conducted business in the market, and there are people with them who they didn't follow them for the same purpose. See, this is missing in translation. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, his answer was, all of them will be swallowed by the earth, but they will be raised for judgment according to their intentions. There is a commentary here. He says, everyone will be rewarded or punished according to his aim and intention. This hadith also proves that the company of depraved persons is extremely dangerous. The company of depraved persons is extremely dangerous. Whose army would it be? Which has been referred to in the hadith. And when will it invade the Kaaba is a matter known to Allah alone. Such prophecies are a part of the unseen world, from the ghaib, since they come in the category of the miracles of the Prophet ﷺ. It is necessary to believe in their veracity and occurrence. Believing in such prophecies is also essential because they were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the Prophet ﷺ, he said, then it will happen. When? We don't know. Allahu A'lam. So we learn from this that it's very important for a person to check their intentions. You correct your intention, make sure that your intention is purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make it an objective in your life. This issue of intention is very important because you know about it. Other people, they're going to judge you according to what they see from you. If you give the people an image that you're righteous and you're all that, that's all they know about you. But what about what you know about yourself inside your heart? That's how it's very important. It's easy to around other people to give the best. But when you're alone, what happens? That's what is more important. And we know what we do when we're alone. Except from those that Allah has mercy on them. But if somebody of us is struggling, and the Prophet ﷺ, he said, كُلُّكُمْ خَطَّاءُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of you wrong yourselves, but the best of you, of those who wrong themselves, those who repent afterward. فَأَكْثِرُ مِنَ التَّوْبَةِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. So you, my beloved sister in Islam, increase from tawbah. Constantly repent to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to ask Allah for forgiveness more than 70 times in one gathering. And he's the best of the creation. We should do more. And we should ask Allah for forgiveness and make istighfar and turn to Allah from our sins and repent from our sins and try to remember death. That's what's going to help us. That's what's going to help us. And if somebody approach us and point out our mistakes and our shortcomings, we should appreciate those people. And we should be careful of those who praise us. Man, you're right, you're righteous. I want to be like you. Now those people will tell them, man, you don't want to be like me. You don't know who I am. Alright? You don't want to be like me. You want to be like the Prophet ﷺ and companions. Man, you want to be like me. Why? What's wrong with you? You want to be like me. Me and you are going to be like somebody else. You want to be like me. We ain't going nowhere. So it's very important for us to advise one another and to have sincere advice. And we apply this text, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas in everything we say. And grant us righteousness in our actions. And protect our hearts. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O Allah, don't cause our hearts to deviate after you have caused us to be upon guidance. May Allah protect us. Ameen. And protect our women, our sisters. سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. We continue inshallah next time.